Today we're going to talk about the Worldwide Candle Lighting Day that happens annually and five unique reasons or ways to participate in honoring your child. Mm-hmm. Hello, we are Jeff and
Tony Brabeck,
the founders of Our Little Sparrows, Pregnancy and Infant Loss Support. And if you're listening to us for the first time, whether on our audio podcast or YouTube podcast, you can check out more about us at www.ourlittlesparrows.org.
Great.
Cool. Well, welcome, Tony.
Welcome, Jeff.
It sounds really bad. Well, today we're going to talk about the Worldwide Candle Lighting Day.
Yes.
Do you want to start? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yes.
Some background.
Sure. Well.
It's a hard one. It's
like we...
Worldwide.
This is a tongue twister. Worldwide Candle Lighting Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a tongue twister, really.
It is. Worldwide Candle Lighting Day was started by Compassionate Friends, which, if you're not familiar with Compassionate Friends, they are a support group for any parents, families who have lost a child at any age. And there's multiple, I guess, chapters all over the United States, and I think Europe as well. I'm not sure of any other countries, but they're quite well known, at least in our area.
Mm-hmm.
So every year, they have chosen the second Sunday in December as a day of remembrance, and they've called it the Worldwide Candle Lighting Day. And
there you go.
And so that, you know, communities, bereaved communities can come together, families and friends, to honor their loved one, their child that has died.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a day to just raise awareness of the grief and surrounding the loss of a child.
Mm-hmm.
So, like we said, it's a child of any age, so this can include, you know, pregnancy loss to an adult child.
Right.
And this takes place, we do like kind of like a ceremony thing at like 7 o'clock your own local time. So again, it's creating that wave of light across the globe, and it's similar to what we have on October 15th, which is Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Day. We do the wave of light. This is the kind of the same thing. At 7 o'clock your own local time, you can light a candle in mm-hmm. memory of your child, and thus creating a wave of light across the globe as we light our candles at the different time zones.
Cool.
Yeah. So
specifically, this event was founded by Compassionate Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they're an international.
Yeah.
I mean, not just national in the United States, but as far as I understand, they're an international
yes.
Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting about Compassionate Friends in putting on this event is that it's just a very small online observance. It's mm-hmm. it's a way to remember your child, right?
Yeah.
It started out small,
right?
But it's grown. It's huge now mm-hmm. as far as how many people get involved in it. So it's actually grown to become what is known as one of the largest remembrances, which makes sense because it's a child of any age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, if you would like actually to be officially registered for the event, we do have the link to that. We're going to put it in our description below. But a little bit more about the Compassionate Friends. Specifically, Compassionate Friends is an organization that supports families after a child loss of any age.
Mm-hmm.
And the reach, like we just said a moment ago, is actually international.
Mm-hmm.
They also offer monthly support meetings. And I know because of COVID, they've done the same thing as a lot of organizations. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got the online support, which is really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about why it's important in general? I mean, mm-hmm. if someone wants to remember their child, it's important to them for their reason.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, the reason why we're bringing this up is that some people may, you know, it's so fresh.
Mm-hmm.
They're just in that trauma, and they're lost for words, they're lost mm-hmm. for feeling, they're lost for understanding.
Right.
So hopefully this section that we're going to talk about, the why, you know, why it's important to remember your child, your baby, will bring some clarity, I think, mm-hmm. is where we're coming from. We're not assuming that you don't think it's important.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important to remember, especially on times like this when it's inviting a community to come together,
mm-hmm.
it reminds you that you're not alone, that there's tons of families who unfortunately who are walking a similar path in the loss of a child, and it just reminds you that you're not alone. You know, grieving together with others with a similar loss can be really helpful to you in knowing that you have support, you have people that just understand, that just mm-hmm. get it, that you don't feel like you have to explain a ton of things or, you know, explain why you need to grieve. You know, we right. are all there. We are grieving together and we understand why. And it's just, you know, it's needed. And it says to everyone around us, who may be observing us, living this life of bereavement, is that the lives of our children matter. And, it matters to us that we take time to remember them and honor them, to take pause. And even if it's, you know, a child that we lost that was in early pregnancy, matters just as much as, right. you know, a child that was lost in adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's obviously it's not the same situation, but their lives matter to us. And so it's important right. That we take time to pause and have a remembrance.
Well, I mean, sorry to interrupt, but I mean, mm-hmm. that's part of why I like this event.
Mm-hmm.
Is because it does invite that, right? Mm-hmm. It's separate from the wave of light in, because I think you can look at the wave of light being specifically about pregnancy and infant loss only.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's kind of a delineation. There's a marker that says at a certain age, maybe this isn't, mm-hmm. this doesn't feel the same as it did when, like Olivia's 8.
Yeah.
She just had her 8th birthday.
Right.
And it's like, well, what if it was her 18th? What mm-hmm. if it was her 28th? I think it's not like transition out of, but I think the worldwide candlelighting kind of opens your mind and says, no, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Even when she's 18, even when she would have turned 28, you know, yeah. that kind of thing, that, she's still the baby,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we had.
Right.
That's what I love about this event. I think it maybe bridges a gap of a stigma.
Mm-hmm.
And says, no, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And along with that, too, I think it says that it's okay to visibly and publicly mourn or...
Oh, totally.
And...
That's almost primary, right?
Yeah.
That's almost, just like the wave of light. It's like I'm adding Olivia to the Facebook wave
right.
of light. I'm adding Olivia to the worldwide candlelighting service. I'm acknowledging, right?
Right.
Yeah, I agree. The primary thing is the outward acknowledgement
mm-hmm.
publicly.
Publicly.
Today's the day of tongue twisters.
Yeah.
Publicly.
Yeah.
That we still acknowledge Olivia.
Yes. Yeah. And that's part of why, you know, we have these remembrances is because it allows us the opportunity to mourn.
Mm-hmm.
Mourning is, you know, the outward expression of grief. You know,
yeah.
when you tend to grieve, I mean, you can grieve outwardly, but a lot of times we tend to go inward with our grief. And mm-hmm. Events like this allow us to grieve outwardly, which is to mourn. And so I think that's also important. That's also healthy for us to do that
mm-hmm.
outward expression as opposed to just keeping it all in. And so that's what times like this can offer people.
Yeah.
Another good reason or why it's important to remember is that it's an opportunity for healing to take place. It's just something that obviously being a part of a community, having that support, I think all of it, you know, taking pause, being able just to say their name or talk about your child with somebody
mm-hmm.
offers a lot of healing to a person. And so I think that's why it's important to, you know, participate when we can
right.
in events like this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it creates that association that you're not alone.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's
I
a
agree.
Big one.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important, you know, that we also acknowledge that healing's constant,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we always have those moments where it opens a fresh wound,
mm-hmm.
and then that wound needs to heal too. It's like, you have, I think in our community, we call them milestones, right?
Right.
There's those
yeah.
graduated moments, and then it just brings up the, you know, what you wish was different, more, better.
Mm-hmm.
and that's grieving, right?
Right.
And so that could be a fresh wound, and then it's something that it needs to be healed again. And that's why I love these events being annually, and it's not just like once every 5 years or once every 10, or it's like they encourage you to come back.
Right.
And continue doing it. So, yeah, I think it's part of the constant healing process.
Right.
Of our grief journey, for sure. All right. So if you stuck around this far, we're going to now get into the 5 unique ways that Tony and I wanted to share with everyone, wanted to share with you how you can participate in remembering your baby for the Worldwide Candlelighting
Day. Want to do the first one?
Yeah, sure. So the first thing I think is pretty a given, maybe, light a candle, hence the name. Yeah, so when you're lighting the candle, it's giving you a moment to take pause, to reflect on the life and the memory of your child, whether it was, whether that child never had life outside the womb or not, that life mattered regardless.
Yes.
So lighting a candle, basic, that's what the event's for. And I think that's a good entry level. It's like, just do the little thing. If you can't think of anything else, or it's too stressful or anxious to do anything else, at the bare minimum, just light the candle and let happen naturally what happens. You know?
Yeah.
And each year could be progressively something else, and it might turn into other areas of your life that you didn't think that you would do, like celebrating the birthday.
Right.
Of your baby. Like, some people are nervous about that.
Yeah.
Or just don't know what they would do if they did do anything. So they don't.
Yeah.
And so this stuff is, I think, again, breaks the stigma. And I think lighting the candle is like entry level. Let's just get in and at bare minimum light that candle and see where it takes you from there.
And it's simple and can do it pretty much from anywhere.
So, yeah.
And if even if you can't light an actual candle,
you your iPhone.
I guess you could do that.
People do that at concerts. Yeah. You know it. I haven't been at a concert in
a while. I was going to say, you could just get a battery operated candle that suffices as well. I
mean, Amazon's pretty good at that.
Yeah. All right. So the second way you can participate is to say your child's name.
Right.
Tell someone about your baby. Share your story. This can be a person-to-person interaction, face-to-face, or you can share your story on social media, such as Facebook, Instagram, a personal blog, or a vlog.
Vlogs,
there's
yes.
lots of different ways now that we can just share our stories now through social media. So that is one way, and that way you get to talk about your baby freely. You get to share their story and how important they were to you, and just also is creates more awareness as to loss and grief.
Right. And obviously all this is, you know, take it with a grain of salt if this is something that you feel like you're ready to do or something you're not ready to do.
Right.
We're by no means telling you that you should do it.
Yeah. This is just ideas.
Yeah. But it might be a way to challenge yourself. Like, say, hey, I lit the candle last year. This year I want to step it up and I'm going to take, you know, that next step. And maybe it's a leap of faith to tell someone else about how you feel and about your baby and see where it goes. Yeah. A lot of people do post in general. They're a picture of their baby.
Yeah.
Whether it's just, you know, whatever picture they want to post having to do with their baby, whether it's an actual picture or not. And then they'll just reflect and say, missing you. Mommy and daddy love you very much. Angel baby or not angel. I mean, there's all different, all different ways that parents approach it.
Yeah.
But there's something cathartic too about outwardly speaking and not just continuing to internalize what you're thinking and what you're feeling. So
I agree.
So a act of kindness. All right.
The third one.
Oh yes. Tip number three. The third one we have is an act of kindness. For this, it could be a lot of different things, but here's a couple ideas. So just, you know, paying for the person's coffee behind you. So paying it forward, right? And that could be anything. Donating, I think, supplies in general to a classroom of, you know, whatever age your child would have been. For us, it would be 8 years old. So what is that, fourth grade? I believe that's third.
Third or fourth
grade. Yeah, third, fourth grade, right in there. So, and we have a parent of ours that we know, not ours, but of Sharing Parents of Sacramento that we're also a part of. And that's what she does. And, mm-hmm. and it's amazing. It, the first time she even mentioned it, I was like,
that's a great idea.
Duh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. And I don't know where she got it, but I'm so glad that she shared about that.
Yeah.
Another way, obviously, for donating is donating your time. Mm-hmm. You know, going to a food bank. We've talked about those previously. Mm-hmm. Or just volunteering, you know, your time at a nonprofit organization that's specific to pregnancy and infant loss would mm-hmm. be good. And then donating child loss, yeah. or child loss, mm-hmm. but kind of connected to the classroom, you could also purchase toys, like Toys mm-hmm. for Tots, you know, type thing. Purchase toys for that age group. For yeah. us, it would be 8, and then donating those for the holidays, I think, because the holidays can be the toughest.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
yes.
they can be the toughest time of the year. The birthdays, mm-hmm. the day that they were born, or the day that they died,
right.
Type thing. For us, that was the same day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are all those. Special dates, and each time that date comes by, it's mm-hmm. it's very heavy, and the right. holidays are no different.
Yeah,
they're a part of it. Yeah.
Yes.
So, what is the fourth thing?
All right. So, the fourth thing you could do is to express appreciation for those who made an impact on your child's life.
Mm-hmm.
So, it could be the medical team, whether it's the nurses and doctors. It could be your child's teachers, people who've been influencers in your child's life,
mm-hmm.
or just even family and friends that have an impact, mentors, you know. So taking time to just express appreciation for those who made an influence on right. your child's life, no matter what age. So
yeah.
that's kind of, you know, a way to say thank you and honor also your child.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, for privacy reasons, you probably wouldn't want to label hospitals and people by name, I would imagine.
Well, I think it just depends on the situation.
Yeah.
I mean, and where you're also expressing your appreciation. If it's,
sure.
if publicly it's on social media, then you might want to be careful about that. But
yeah.
But if it's like a, you know, a personalized card, mm-hmm. you know, you could do, obviously, it's a personal note or card, so you right. could write
that's a good
or say
idea.
Whatever you want. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense if you're expressing this appreciation for an individual. Maybe that would be between you and the individual.
Yeah.
Would be best.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I was thrown off a little bit by that one, I'll be honest.
Oh.
That's why I asked.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. Oh. Okay. So the fifth and final tip that we have or idea that we have for remembering your baby is to share an organization or a resource that supported you after the loss of your baby.
Mm-hmm.
I know for us, Child Life was huge in the mm-hmm. hospital.
Yeah.
For remembering Olivia, there, mm-hmm. in a lot of ways, we didn't even... There's things that they provided that they had in a memory kit
mm-hmm.
that we probably wouldn't have thought about.
Right.
And so that was a huge relief. Plus, I don't remember how it came about, but now I laid me down to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Either they contacted them for us, or they asked, would we like to have pictures, and then they contacted them.
Yeah, I can't remember. I know that I had asked them if they had someone from Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep Photography,
okay.
and they said, well, I think we could call... You know, call
it,
and see who
call the organization, yeah.
Would be available, and I think they did.
Right,
that's what they did because it wasn't mm-hmm. anything that we did. It,
no,
but I just remember saying.
But having those pictures are priceless.
Yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm.
and they're so well done, and it's interesting. But anyhow, so that would be another organization for us,
right?
That we would, you know, we would reach out and say we love,
mm-hmm.
you know, Child Life.
Mm-hmm.
We love. Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep.
Yeah.
And that's our way of supporting them is just promoting them on social media,
mm-hmm.
you know, in general, especially during certain times of the year.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anything too, another big one would be Sharing Parents of Sacramento and sharing all of this, you know, the organizations, the people that you know, expressing appreciation for those that impacted your your child's life. All of this, I mean, is obviously creating awareness, but it also opens the door for other people to share about their losses too. Mm-hmm. So I think it just kind of invites people into that space, and maybe they haven't shared or talked about their loss or grief in a while.
Exactly.
And by us sharing our own story and, you know, a little bit more publicly, then it invites others into that space as well, because maybe they need to do that for themselves and they just didn't know until they felt someone or saw someone else do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, these are all good. I mean, again, this is just Tony and I sharing that this opportunity is coming up in just a couple of weeks. I mean, Thanksgiving is amazing. Thanksgiving is this Thursday, and then we basically have, you know, 10 days or so, and then this event comes up. So, or a little bit longer than that, but the 12th of December, so the second Sunday. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, we're so, you know, we can't tell you this enough. But Tony and I always want you to know, when you're listening to our podcasts, and when you're hearing us share about our own grief journey and our own loss with our firstborn and our two miscarriages, although we're sharing that a lot with you, primarily we want you to know that you're not alone.
Right.
We want everyone to know that they're loved, no matter what, and that their babies, all of our babies, will always be cherished and will always be remembered.
Yeah.
So I think with that, we'll wrap up this episode and just thank you so much. And it is a privilege to serve you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us.